Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the extra point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Pete Crow Armstrong, the 930 guest, joined a more elite company Thursday by hitting his 20th home run already. Makes him the fastest Cub ever to have 20 homers, 20 stolen bases before the All-Star break. The youngest Cub ever, only Eric Davis, Jose Canseco, and Fernando Tatis Jr. have ever gotten there faster in a season. Is 40-40 a gimme? How about 45-45? What's the ceiling? In which category? The homers, the stolen bases will be the highest at the end of the season.
I think the thing with Pete Crow Armstrong, which is going to be difficult, already is in some circles, is managing expectations and balancing the enthusiasm that he creates by watching him and being the most watchable player on a very fun Cubs team, without being unrealistic in what you expect from him. And I don't know if 45 home runs, I don't know if 40 home runs is even what we should hold him to now. If he gets to 38, is that a bad year? No. No. If he gets 40-40, it seems very attainable. I think he probably will get there. It feels like he's on that kind of a roll. He could cool off. He's likely to cool off. Did anybody expect him to be at 20 homers on June 20th? Only Sammy Sosa has gotten there faster. He is as special of a player as we have seen come through Chicago in a very long time. Reminiscent of Javi Baez because of the excitement. On a caliber and a plane with Chris Bryant, who was the Rookie of the Year and MVP. It's that kind of company he keeps when we make the comparisons. What is the ceiling? The ceiling is really limitless if you're Pete Crow Armstrong, and you don't have to put a cap on it, and you don't have to have, and I'm sure he isn't. I don't think he probably expected, maybe in his wildest dreams, he thought he would be able to attain this kind of success this early in his career. I don't think many other people thought that he could. Fan-wise, maybe they did, but just be here for a long time. Sign a contract that makes you a rich man and you're happy in a Cub uniform for the next decade. And if he's here for a decade, that means a lot of things. You're winning, he's producing, and everybody's happy. I'll take a decade of PCA.
The ceiling is the roof.
I'll take a decade of PCA as well. I wonder if he, ahead of the season or once the season gets going, based on how it's trending, has made some personal goals. And he probably wouldn't tell us if he had, but I'm curious. I do think if he's asking us, I would say his next goal is 40-40. That should be a goal. I do think at the end of the day that the stolen bases will be higher than the home runs. And feel free when you're in the bottom of the ninth with a man on, you know, steal a base, Craig.
Wow. Tough crowd.
I mean, to me, 40-40, I feel like that is, I think that is a gimme. I think this kid in his second, third year, he is proving people, he's surprising everybody. 45-45, all right, it's a little bit of a stretch. The ceiling, I don't know. I think he could be the second player to hit 50-50. It's going to take some time. Took Shohei Ohtani some time, but he's faster than Shohei Ohtani. And, I mean, he doesn't hit the ball as hard or as consistent as Shohei Ohtani. But, I mean, I don't know. I think we're seeing a true star here in Chicago. He might be considered one of the best athletes to ever play in Chicago. 40-40 is gimme, 45-45 pushing it, but screw it. I would love to see, I think we could see 50-50 from PCA in a few years from the road.
The next question that becomes, I think, more relevant to this season, Dustin, I think you were alluded to it earlier, and we talk about it all the time, is where he bats in the batting order. And what is the smartest place for him to be to get the most out of this rare season, if it is indeed going to be as rare as it sounds and seems? And what is the best way for him to drive in runs and take advantage of his speed and his slug? I still think leading off has got to be on the table, but I think batting third gives you some options as well. Cleanup makes sense. There's no wrong answer, I suppose, but I think if as long as it's no lower than fourth, and so you have Happ, who's a switch hitter, Tucker, Suzuki, and then PCA, because it gives you right, left, if you need to.
Is it that simplistic, though? Should it be that simplistic?
I don't know. I don't. I think the criteria changes on a game-to-game, matchup-to-matchup basis, and I think it often is predicated on matchups.
Would you be then willing? Would it then be okay? Could you think Craig Counsell could get that pencil, or if he does it in pen, or however they do it these days, if Happ was leading off and batting the other way, mm-hmm. could you get PCA up in the top three somehow, some way?
Possibly.
He just doesn't want to go lefty. He just doesn't want to go lefty-lefty.
I think that's probably part of it. I also wonder, you know, you talk to some managers, and we had one in town for a long time. He won a World Series here in Joe Maddon. You get your three best hitters at the top of the order.
Well, if he's not part of the three best hitters, then who is? Right?
I know.
Would you consider flip-flopping him and Kyle Tucker?
No, I think
Kyle fourth, PCA second.
I think Tucker is where he should be. I think him batting second over the course of a season, as disappointing as some people seem to be with some of his numbers. Not numbers. What are you upset with?
You know, not delivering in situation. You got at least, got to put the bat on the ball yesterday in the ninth. Got to at least make contact.
Probably two moments in the last week, two sequences where, yeah, late inning at bats were a little disappointing for Kyle Tucker. I'd agree with that. But it's also a long season, and you go back to the first month, and he is the guy that made a lot of the other things possible.
Made a lot of the other things happen. I'm not totally down. It's the $500 million, and it's I don't want him running. I know I've taken some crud for that. Mm-hmm. I don't want him running. Enough of him belly flopping around and wearing two kitchen mitts on each hand. No, thank you. And maybe that's part of why he is struggling right now. And just tap the brakes on
the oven gloves aren't a great look. They don't really make anybody look athletic. Really hard to look athletic in oven mitts. It is. You can't.
He's a strong man.
You're not going to look very athletic.
PCA might be the only one, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe so. All right, that is the extra point. Thanks for the pick six and all the thoughts, Tyler and Dustin, weighing in. So I think next, when we come back, TJ McConnell's dad, we talked about TJ McConnell's dad being a basketball coaching icon in Western Pennsylvania, very successful coach. He crashed the set of NBA TV after the Pacers beat Oklahoma City in Indianapolis last night. It was fun to hear. We'll listen to it next. It's Mully and Haw. Mully off today. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.